Congressman Joe Morelli has introduced a new bill intended to protect consumers from being trapped into high repair costs by manufacturers of cell phones, laptops, and other products. The so-called right to repair legislation would require companies to make their repair instructions, parts, and tools available to consumers and third-party repair shops.
For centuries, it's been assumed, and it's part of our social compact, that when you buy something, you own it. And so you have a right to do anything you want with it, and you also have the right to repair it when it breaks. And in recent years, large equipment manufacturers, both in the consumer electronics space and in farm equipment and in other devices and goods, have embedded technologies which make it almost impossible to repair because of either diagnostic codes that you would need to know what the problem is, or software barriers that are put in place. And that really gives complete control of the original equipment manufacturer over the goods that you buy. And so what my legislation would do is it would require those manufacturers to give both to consumers and to small businesses that might do repairs the diagnostic codes and the tools which would allow you to make repairs on your own. And what this does is not only increases consumer choice, but it invariably brings down the cost of repairs. So if you could only go to one authorized repair dealer or had to send your equipment back to the original manufacturer, the cost, as you can imagine, is going to be quite high. In fact, in some cases, it's prohibitive and it's less expensive to buy new equipment. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to be. If you own it, you should be able to repair it. And not only does this help consumers in terms of cost, this is very important for the environment because planned obsolescence or early obsolescence because you can't repair something means it ends up in a landfill, it uses more energy to produce more goods, et cetera.
Sure. I know that some tech companies have argued that their repair restrictions are needed to protect their intellectual property and to protect consumers possibly from shoddy or even dangerous repair mistakes. What is your response to that?
Yeah, so the Federal Trade Commission did a report which they released this past May and investigated those suggestions by manufacturers, particularly as it relates to intellectual property, and found that there was virtually no evidence that that was the case, that repairing your own device didn't do anything to impose on the intellectual property of the manufacturer. So that's largely been debunked. And I'd also say, Beth, what people who have automobiles have known for decades, because there's been a memorandum of understanding among car companies that they would share diagnostic codes and tools with, you know, local repair and service stations. So if you have a corner gas station that does repairs and you bring your car in, no matter what the manufacturer is, so if it's General Motors, General Motors will give to that repair shop the diagnostic codes that allow them to make whatever repairs to your automobile. So it's worked in the automobile space. And frankly, automobiles are very complicated machines now. They have hundreds, if not thousands, of sensors built into them. So if it can work in the automotive industry, which it has for many years, it can work in other industries as well.
You know, I was reading some online reaction to this from many people who support it and who know much more about electronics, for instance, than I do. And some were saying that even with these protections in place, they thought that manufacturers could possibly still make third-party repairs difficult or even impossible by using certain kinds of screws or adhesives in the assembly of their devices. Is that a possible loophole, or would that kind of thing be covered in the legislation?
Well, we would believe they would be covered because it would give you not only the diagnostic codes, but also diagnostic tools, et cetera. But I will say, too, that the genius of many of these repair shops is that they have developed a network and they know how to reverse engineer some of these things so that they can get into them anyway. So, it's always going to be, I think, a little bit of a battle because both the original equipment manufacturer would like to do the repairs because they control the marketplace for those repairs, but they also want goods to be basically come to an end of their useful life much sooner than they need to. And I was talking to a reporter from CBS, and she said that she had a laptop that was 3 years old that she loved, that did everything she needed it to do. It had some what she considered a minor problem, brought it back to the original manufacturer, who said, yeah, we don't, basically 3 years, you should throw it out and just get a new one. And she was mortified and said, boy, this is all I need. I didn't need a new laptop, which is not inexpensive. But so that planned obsolescence is part of the economic model that these manufacturers use. But that's not good for consumers. It's not good for small businesses who do repairs. It's not good for the environment. And so we're going to continue to be aggressive with this legislation.
I believe President Biden is on board with this legislation. How do you gauge the level of support in Congress? Do you think this is something that has enough support to pass?
Well, it's a great question. We really just started. I introduced the legislation within the last month. I worked on this when I was a member of the state legislature and introduced similar legislation, but then came to Congress and began work here on it. And frankly, even though I was enthusiastic when I was in the state legislature, doing this on the national level makes so much more sense, because this way you can avoid having 50 different sets of rules and regulations and standards. So it does make more sense to do it here. You know, I applaud the president. My understanding is an executive order is being signed, which will direct or at least encourage the Federal Trade Commission to put rules in place to protect consumers. But honestly, a statutory change of the nature that I'm talking about will give consumers the full confidence that now and in the future they'll have the right to repair.
Congressman Joe Morelli, I appreciate your time this morning.
No, it's nice to talk to you, Beth.